Hey from the Villages, this is Beth Moravec and my sidekick, Ron.
Sean, Chef Sean.
Actually, I'm the sidekick, by the way.
Yeah.
This is being brought to you by Flora from the podcast, which, by the way, is my daughter. So that's my claim to fame. We're going to be having some fun, and we're going to be making, what are we making?
We're going to do mushroom manicotti and tempura mushrooms. Tempura, everything's home style.
Excellent. And the mushrooms are brought to you by Zephyr Gills.
And we have the oyster.
And the poplar?
Propinus right here.
Okay.
Lion's mane.
Yep.
Chestnut, yes.
Okay.
So we're going with those. And we're just going to do a whole mix. But the lion's mane is great for tempura. It's amazing. And so is the oyster. Amazing. The propinus.
Well, and this is very meaty, too, so it must really be able to hold on to the tempura.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Okay. Nicely. Right. And the propinas are great for steaks and relishes and things like that.
Yum.
So.
Very cool.
All right, so I guess what? We'll start first with the tempura. Is the fryer on? So, I have a fryer at my house. So, what you want to do is, of course, take a pan and vegetable oil.
Okay. So, if you didn't have a fryer, that's what you could use.
Yeah, but I have a fryer.
But he's fancy like that because he's a chef.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, so 30 years.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So, this is the fryer. You want to make sure, just make sure your oil's up to, at least 375. And house-made tempura is very simple. It's really simple.
So, we have the club soda, right?
Yep. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take the flour. A little bit of flour.
Just, you have a generic all-purpose flour.
Yeah, so. That's all you need.
So nothing fancy?
Nope, nothing big at all. So that's about a cup and a half right there. I had my measuring thing over there, but it was...
But he's a chef, so
I didn't want to really smack her in the face. And then just about a tablespoon.
We've got baking powder, right?
A little baking powder, and then I'm going to use about a tablespoon of cornstarch. I'm going to go with an egg. And then...
I shook that right before I gave that. Not really.
Club soda. And you see how whoosh.
Okay.
Then they're going to come down here. Whisk away.
I get to whisk. All right.
Why do you use club soda?
Well, so the club soda acts, you see what it's doing right there?
It activates it.
Activates it. Mm. So it gives it nice and airiness to it.
Ooh.
You could use just water. And then, so a lot of recipes, what it says it calls for is that you put it in a stainless steel bowl on a with ice and you do it that way. But this will be amazing. So,
whoops.
Yeah, when you do it,
do it like that.
Yeah, you always want to go away from your stuff. A good habit to get into. Okay?
Nice.
So you do it to your own consistency. So, we'll add a little bit more.
Yeah, look at that bubble up. That's cool.
Yeah, so I'll give it nice and airy. Some people don't add baking soda. I just like a little bit of it because it doesn't make it too stiff. Okay, and then what we're going to do, I'm going to take the mushrooms. Oh, what do we have here? A little bit of a mess. Okay. We're just going to break them. We're not going to cut these.
Oh, that looks so good.
We're just going to break them up.
Look at how meaty.
So
beautiful.
We'll have some of those. The oysters over there.
And that was the lion's mane.
Yes, that was a lion's mane.
And lion's mane is known for helping with what? Memory?
What?
With memory.
What?
Hearing.
What?
Not hearing, but memory. That was a trick question. I knew the answer.
Okay, so we're just going to add, I'm going to use those for a little garnish on the next one. And then, these, I'm going to use for that.
So you've been a chef for how many years?
A little over 30 years.
Okay. And do you
I own one of the top restaurants.
In Seattle.
In Seattle.
Right.
But it's also known nationally.
Why is it known nationally?
Because I do a lot of exotics.
Okay. So yeah. People actually, you were a destination.
I do kangaroo, yeah.
You were a destination.
Python, okay. Snapping turtle. Wow. Yeah, I've been a lot of books and
magazines. Yeah, I see a really cool award right here. Wow, super neat.
Yeah, so I'm not wearing it. I'm retired. That's why I don't have my chef outfit on.
Okay. That's allowed. And you're in the villages. Everything's packed.
Completely.
Very good. But have you seen, like, really in the last few years, a surgence of popularity in mushrooms? Or did you always see that?
No, I mean, mushrooms. So mushrooms are tricky. Just for the simple fact, a lot of people can't handle the texture.
Okay.
So, like, what I would do when it comes to that, we do it like a chef's table. I'd find out what people like and what they don't like.
Okay.
And I'd try to throw things at them that they don't like and do it in a different way.
Sure. So that they learn to kind of love it.
Yeah. Well, right? See, mushrooms are very earthy.
Yeah.
You know, so some people don't like that earthiness, but there's ways to get the earthiness to work with you instead of against your taste buds. You know, and that's using wines and sherries and garlics and shallots and tomatoes.
Because it really pulls in the flavors that it's kind of surrounded by.
Yeah, right? Completely.
Yeah.
You know, and it depends on, I mean, risottos and things like that, you know, you want a nice earthiness.
Sure.
And, because then you do a nice coddled egg and thing and something like that with it. It works well.
Well, so, it'd be interesting, though, that their mushrooms are a little bit more, you know, mainstream right now, that maybe in a few years it's not going to be as big of a challenge of...
Yeah, you know, well, the good thing is
younger people, you know, the 20-something year olds are really into mushrooms now.
So there's a lot more
accessibility
to mushrooms.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
I mean, like back home, we had Snow Valley Mushrooms. It was a gigantic company, you know. So everyone they're growing their own mushrooms now. Where before, 20 years ago, that wasn't
it
going
didn't
on.
Even exist. Yeah.
You were foraging like crazy,
right?
You know, and you take a chance.
Right, and you take a chance. And you're still here.
Yeah, completely. Well, I had some great nights, too, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, so come here. So, what you want to do, let's see if this thing's up to temp.
How do you usually, obviously...
Stick your finger in it.
Yeah, stop. That we won't do. Don't do that at home, kids.
Yeah, so...
obviously, you're going to test it. Okay. Nice.
Do it nice.
That's even like sushi. If some people think they don't care for sushi, get it the pure side, and it's, you're gonna love it. It's so light too.
Yeah. What you want to do is, so that's what you're gonna.
Yeah, from onion rings to mushrooms.
And you switched up, so you see how. They're poofed up?
Yeah, it's like floating around.
Yeah.
It's probably overflowed because it's
mushroom. Well, yeah, I use baking soda, so it's gonna give it a little bit, and then when you eat it, you break it off, you know?
Yum.
These are bigger than what you'd serve at a.
So you really didn't put any spices?
No, you want it natural.
Okay.
You want it natural.
You really want that.
You want the
flavor.
Mushroom to do it, and then.
Very
the tempura
cool.
and all that, that's what, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're changing the texture by doing it this way. To where if you did it be like in a reduction, it softens it up and, you know, mushrooms have a lot of water in them, they moisture.
Right.
So those are the things that you want to, like right now we're getting the moisture out of it.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
See, like there.
That's beautiful.
Not quite done, almost. And we'll do a couple different kinds. But this takes about, you know, you get it like this, keep your oil up to like 375, and you do it, you know, 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
You know, because you don't want to overdo it, but you don't want to underdo it either. You want that oil and the flavors to hit into those mushrooms.
Yeah, you don't want to taste the flour.
This because I have the dryer.
Beautiful.
And, look at that, almost looks like donuts.
I was gonna say it looks like big pieces of chicken.
Yeah. But these are
both for vegetarian and vegan.
Well, the whole thing with the vegans is
they wouldn't have had the egg. But vegetarian.
But you can use powdered egg.
Sure.
When people say something tastes like chicken, chicken has no flavor. It's a texture.
Oh, okay. Right.
So
it's like frog legs taste like chicken because it's really that meaty flavor.
So the thing is that python, alligator, all that is all about texture.
Right.
It's a muscle.
Right. I missed my previous one.
So.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
We'll do this. We'll throw this. You don't have to do all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but now it's sexy.
Yeah, so now it's. And then.
You just tripled your price of what you can fetch for that.
Oh, completely. That came in the door at 12, now it's 25. Yeah. So basically, it's like a gastric. So a gastric is vinegars.
Okay.
Reduction with sugar.
Yeah.
So this has got a little bit of balsamic, some Worcestershire in it, a little bit of rum, and I put some soy. Okay.
And then did you kind of create a reduction out of it?
Yeah, that's what a gastric or barbecue is a reduction. But this is a full-on reduction without using cornstarch or anything else.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. So dig into that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
Oh, where is it?
Tired of feeling drained and lethargic? Wish you could boost your energy levels naturally and stay focused throughout the day with no crash? I've been struggling with this problem too. Thank you to Sovereignty's Purpose for the ultimate energy of the day. Imagine a world where you wake up feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to conquer any challenge that comes your way. With Sovereignty, you live your life with purpose. Whether you're tackling a project, powering through a workout, or simply need a pick-me-up during the day, Purpose is carefully crafted with a powerful combination of amazing ingredients like green coffee bean extract, cordyceps, ashwagandha, bacopa, beet juice, hemp blend, green tea extract, cherry, blueberry, broccoli, kale, and turmeric extract. All of this is only 25 calories and 115 milligrams of caffeine with no jitters and no crashes. Harness this aptogenic blend of benefits in your next smoothie, drink, cocktail, or dessert. Whether you're an entrepreneur, farmer, business professional, or student, Purpose has got your back. No more sluggish afternoons and hello productivity that lasts. Grab your blend with 10% off using the code KK10 on sovereignty.co. That's SOVEREIGNTY.CO and use KK20 for 20% off at checkout.